Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Michael Salzman. Mike, I need your website. Tell us what you guys do.
Yeah, people should go to epionline.org, epionline.org. And actually there they can find our latest report on the impact of a $15 federal minimum wage. There's good state-by-state numbers on there. So they should check it out.
Employment Policies Institute, folks, epi.org. So check that out. You know, in the previous segment.
epionline.org.
I'm sorry, epionline.org. Thank you for correcting me.
epi.org is the site for the union think tank.
See, here it is, February, and I've already made my first mistake. All right, so Michael, we talked in the previous segment about the minimum wage, national minimum wage, $15 debacle that could happen. What a nightmare that would be. And I talked about, you mentioned some examples of small business owners who actually break down crying when they think about having to raise minimum wage, raise their employees' wages, not because they don't want to pay them more, because they can't afford it. But yet, and yet, incredibly, there are small business owners who they found that will go on record saying, we should pay our people more. Where do they find these people, and how do they do math?
Yeah, so there's a group called Business for a Fair Minimum Wage that's been active for a few years, and they basically they're not really a membership organization. They just exist to try and find business owners that say, yeah, sure, we should raise the minimum wage. And we started looking into some of these businesses a few years back, and typically it's businesses, you know, there's law firms, architectural firms, there's like a luxury clothing company on there, so a lot of self-employed folks. So a lot of times it's people who aren't necessarily the typical business that's affected by a higher minimum wage. I mean, I don't think too many law firms are sweating an increase in the minimum wage because there aren't many lawyers making minimum wage. But one interesting example that I'd give to your listeners is a couple of years ago, there's a company called Wetzel's Pretzels, and Wetzel's Pretzels was the owner came out in favor of a $15 minimum wage in California, said it'd be great for business, made a big stink about it. And then last year, he recanted his opinion, and he said, you know, now that it's been phasing in, it's actually been really bad for business, and I think future increases are not sustainable, and they're going to hurt workers. So even among this group, I think some of them do eventually see the light.
Well, you know, and the thing that – so let's say that – so all my employees – I've never paid an employee minimum wage, even right out of, you know, maybe brand-new employees who don't know anything. I've never paid minimum – I've always paid more than minimum wage. I even paid my interns minimum wage when I didn't have to pay them anything. And so that's how most small business owners are. So if you said to me, if I'm paying somebody $12 an hour or 10 or 9 or 11, whatever, and that's several dollars over minimum wage, the national minimum wage, then I would say, sure, it's not a big deal for me. If you raise minimum wage, it's not going to affect me at all. I would say that because it wouldn't. But what's that got to do with a startup company where the owner's not even getting a paycheck of any kind? And they need to watch every penny of payroll, and if they can get somebody to work for them for the price they're willing to pay, what's wrong with that? That person who didn't pay them as much as you want them to is not a bad person. It's just economics, Michael.
Yeah, Jim, I think you're right. I think we've lost track too of the value that is created in some of those jobs. I mean, when we get to the point where we say that no job that pays less than $15 an hour is worth creating, you end up saying that, I mean, implicit in that statement is that the people who fill those jobs don't deserve to be employed.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, probably everybody listening to this radio show got their start at a job paying less than $15. I mean, I certainly did. and so it's a dangerous precedent to say that those aren't jobs that are worth having, because then what happens to the people on the bottom rungs of the career ladder?
And when you artificially raise a rate to some number for the minimum to that be that price, the people who earned that rate a year ago now are making the same person as a brand new person. Now you got a morale problem in the company. So that's something else I always try to point out. Hey, Michael, good job today. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Will do. Hey, thanks, Jim. Have a great
Michael Sausman, ladies and gentlemen, EPIonline.org. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.